皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。さくらです。
Peter here. Beginner Lessons Season 2 Lesson 42 Kitajima Yakuza Exposed. Sakura-san, お久しぶりですね。
はい、ご無沙汰しております。さくらです。
Wow, that's some really polite Japanese. It's a really polite way to say it's been a long time.
Yes.
Long time no see. Long time no speak.
そうね。
Can we have it one more time?
ご無沙汰しております。
ご無沙汰しております。Now, this is perfect, actually, for if you're returning to school and it's the first time you've seen your teacher in a while.
そうだね。
Very, very polite way to say, it's been a long time.
先生、ご無沙汰しております。
Wow, that's some really polite Japanese.
Yes.
ありがとうございます。Sakura-san, we missed you.
はい。I wanted to come back as well, but I was too busy. ごめんなさい。
でも戻ってきてくれまして、ありがとうございます。
こちらこそありがとうございます。
Sakura-san, you came back just in time because today we have a very interesting conversation. It's between two male speakers.
Yes.
Now, one of them is of a higher social status.
Oh.
And you can see this and you can realize this by listening to the conversation. One speaker is speaking in casual Japanese. The other speaker is speaking in polite Japanese. Now, we're not really sure where this takes place, but indoors, because there's something there that kind of gives it away. So, again, two male speakers, so we'll be looking at the way males speak.
Hi.
So, are you ready, Sakura-san?
Hi.
Here we go.
Hey, Yamamoto. This Kitty-chan is cute, right? Yes,
it's cute. Can I borrow it a little? What are
you talking about?ダメだダメだ。
すいません。
俺のキティちゃんに触るんじゃねえ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
おい山本、このキティちゃんかわいいだろう。
そうですね、かわいいです。ちょっとと借りてもいいですか？
何を言ってんだ。ダメだ。ダメだ。
すいません。
俺のキティちゃんに触るんじゃねえ。
次は英語が入ります。
おい、山本、このキティちゃんかわいいだろ。
Hey, Yamamoto. This Hello Kitty is cute, isn't she?
そうですね。かわいいです。ちょっと借りてもいいですか？
Yeah, she's cute. Can I borrow her for a little bit?
何言ってんだ。ダメだ、ダメだ。
What are you saying? Of course you can't.
すいません。
I'm sorry.
俺のキティちゃんに触るんじゃねえ。
Get your hands off my kitty ちゃん。
Sakura-san, 今日の会話どう思いましたか？
面白いですね。私は
どこが
man ですよ。すごい strong masculine kind of man likes Kitty ちゃんでしょ。かわいい。
Yeah, that is, it's quite interesting because, and Sakura-san, you said a very masculine, manly man.
Yes.
How can we tell?
From the way he speaks.
Yeah. For those of you who like comic books or anime,this lesson is actually going to be really useful because there are quite a few characters who speak like this.
Yes.
Janne. That's why I mentioned the perfect lesson for you to come back to.
So.
We get to see manly Sakura.
Hi. So da.
Okay, let's take a look at the vocab. First we have.
Oi.
Hey.
Oi. Oi.
Very casual greeting.
Yes.And you're looking down on the other person, right?
Really? No wonder why my friend used to be like, laugh when I used to say to him. I used to say, oi!
Not really looking down, but, you know, in a higher position, というか, the person who's saying oi is in a higher position than the other person.
なるほど。勉強になりました。Like, he used to give me this really weird look when I was like, Oi, Kaneko! And he's like,
oh? Or between very close friends.
Very. We were very close.
Yeah, I see. 本当?
But yes, extremely casual greeting.
Yes.
Can we have a sample sentence?
Oi, こっちへ来い!
Hey, get over here! So again, you wouldn't use this with someone with the kind of same social status as someone higher than you, but mm-hmm. really close friend mm-hmm. or someone who is in a lower social status position than you. Mm-hmm. Hey, get over here.
Right.
One
right,
more time.
Right. Oi, こっちへ来い.
Next we have?
Kawaii.
Pretty. Cute.
Kawaii. Kawaii.
This is followed by?
ちょっと.
A bit.
ちょっと. ちょっと.
Next we have?
借りる
To borrow.
借りる借りる
And the opposite of this is?
貸す
Okay. Now if you want to borrow something, Sakura-san, how can I say, can I borrow this?
これ貸してもらえますか?
Can you lend this to me? Is the one. And this is, I want to cover this really quick because sometimes these verbs you get a little confused because the way they're used. So it's actually, can you give me the lending of this? これを貸してもらえますか? Or you can also say, may I borrow this? Which is?
これを借りてもいいですか?
May I borrow this? So two basic ways. Because sometimes I know some people make the mistake and I know from experience. すいません、これを借りてもらえますか? Because it seems natural that you would use the, you know, to ask for the borrowing of something. But it's really not that way. So if you're going to ask with a giving verb, it's 貸して。Please give me the lending. Or, may I borrow this? 借りてもいいですか?
Good point.
Just from experience, I made the mistake, this mistake over and over.
Yes.
Okay, next we have?
俺
I, boastful first person pronoun.
俺
Again, amongst really good friends or in casual situations, this is the way you can refer to yourself.
Yes.
And out of the ways to refer to yourself, 私、僕、俺, this is definitely the most informal. Okay? And another thing we want to point out here, when you're with really close friends, there's nothing wrong. It's not crude or anything to refer to yourself in this manner. But it's kind of one, you know, it took me a while to make that transition in my head that there's nothing really slangy about it, but it's not something you use in formal situations.
Right.
As long as the situation's appropriate, it's perfectly fine to use this word.
Yes, because when I was a student, all my friends, boys, were using 俺. Nobody used 僕, hardly anybody. But in formal situations, they used 僕 or 私.
Okay, and then last we have.
触る.
To touch.
触る触る.
Can we have a sample sentence, please?
美術館では絵に触ってはいけない。
You can't touch the paintings in the art museum. Okay, let's move on to today's grammar point. Sakura-san, what is today's first grammar point?
だろう。
Now, だろう is a shortened form of だろう and mainly used by male speakers. だろう is the volitional form of the Japanese copula, である. Now, in addition to the meaning roughly equivalent to probably, だろう can be used when the speaker wants to ask for agreement from the listener.As in today's example sentence.
かわいいだろ。
It's cute, right? So, kind of similar to an English tag question. Cute, isn't it? Cute, right? Cool, right? In this context. Now, when it's used to ask for agreement from the listener, the sentence is usually said in a rising intonation. But it can be said in a flat intonation when the speaker implies that the listener should agree, like in today's dialogue.
かわいいだろ。
like there's no room to debate.
Right.
It's just cute. Kawaii daro? But see, I had that rising intonation. I had a friend who always used to do, can we have that one more time?
Kawaii daro. Kawaii daro?
There's the rising intonation.
Kawaii daro.
I had a friend, a female friend, and she would always use this, daro? Like, not even anything before, like, right?
Ah.
Daro? Daro?
So, and the female version...would be like, でしょ? でしょ?
Yeah.
It's quite popular as well.
Yeah, so it's when you're confirming something. The way she used it was, I would say something like, これはおいしい。And she would respond with?
だろ?
Like, all right? And the reason being is usually something she introduced me to. So she has this kind of vested, so she knows already. She knows that it's good. She introduced it to me. And then I said it was good. And she's like, yeah, of course. だろ?
Aha. I see.
So let's try a sample sentence.
あの映画見ただろ?
You saw that movie, didn't you? With the rising intonation. One more time.
あの映画見ただろ?
And then how about if we both saw the movie and we both think it's good, but you just want to confirm it.
あの映画良かっただろ?
That movie was good, right? はい、とても良かった。 Yeah, it was really good. And when we talk about the male speaker, they can even shorten it a bit. Instead of だろ, they would just say だろ, nice and short.
はい。
あの映画見ただろ? Nice and short.
見ただろ?
So, and again, this pattern is kind of more conducive to male speakers. But as I said, my female friend used to use it when we spoke. So, also depends on the relationship.
Yes. Female speaker, maybe it's not so popular among female speakers, but it sounds kind of cute when, you know, like girls use masculine word for it's charming, っていうかね?
Yeah.
そうそうそう。
I thought it was really cute.
Yeah.
And it was also the situation. We were very good friends.
Yeah.
So we weren't at a business meeting and, yeah, not that type of situation.
Right. Females would say, 見たでしょ? Or yeah. like, だろ? Would be, でしょ?
Okay. Next, we have a really interesting grammar point. Sakura-san, what's the next grammar point?
んじゃねえ。
じゃねえ is the shortened form of?
じゃない。
And is used mainly by?
Men.
Yeah, male speakers.
Male speakers.
The sentence structure of verb in the plain non-past, for example, 触る plus ん plus じゃない is used to mean don't do something. Now, Sakura-san, what kind of expression is this? Quite strong.
Strong, ね.
So you gotta be very careful when you use this one. Now, well...Actually, we don't recommend that you use this one, but we're teaching it so that you, when you hear anime or you hear, or you're reading a manga or you're listening to a movie or something, you can understand what this means.
Right.
It is grammar, but it comes across as quite rude or crass when you use じゃね. So where did this appear in today's conversation?
キティちゃんに触るんじゃねえ。
かわいいだろ? It's very cute when you say it, Sakura-san. One more time.
Kitty ちゃんに触るんじゃねえ。
Kind of like, keep your hands off my kitty-chan.
そうだね。
Don't you dare touch it. So it's a very, very, very strong, really strong phrase. But the way you form it is we have verb, non-past plain form, plus じゃねえ。They say it a lot in anime and manga, especially like the tough guy characters.
Right.
Let's have an example sentence.
俺の携帯見るんじゃねえ。
Don't look at my cell phone. So I could see this as like a guy who doesn't want some information that's in his cell phone being seen. So 見るんじゃねえ。 Don't look at it. With some kind of stronger words mixed in there to help you imagine the full effect of this phrase. But again, quite useful for you to understand the Japanese language. Not for you to use. Or at least in extremely formal situations.
Right.
Okay, Sakura-san. Aren't you glad you came back for one of these basic, polite Japanese lessons?
I enjoyed it.
Sakura-san, you went from saying, Gobusata shite oremasu って言ってから, all the way to, 俺の携帯見るんじゃねえ。
見るんじゃねえ。
っていうまで。Wow, that's quite...
Extreme, range. So, I think so.
But the way you say it is definitely kawaii.
Yeah. Yada yada.
Now you can use that. So you koto yun janai.
Ah, いいね. So you koto yun janai. Tough.
Perfect.
Rough, tough guy.
Yes.
Yun janai.
Okay, so hopefully this will help you comprehend anime, manga, other Japanese dramas a lot more. Usually on the fighting scenes when the two guys are going to get ready to fight.
Right.
So. Okay, that's going to do for today.
Mata ne.
Oi, Yamamoto. Kono Kitty-chan kawaii daro.
So desu ne. Kawaii desu. ちょっと借りてもいいですか？
何言ってんだ、ダメだダメだ。
すいません。
俺のキティちゃんに触るんじゃねえ。